From WNYC New York Public Radio, I'm Leonard Lopate. This is just one segment of the Leonard Lopate Show, but every interview is available on demand at WNYC.org. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by DataPipe Managed IT Services, delivering a comprehensive suite of managed services, including implementing, securing, and scaling applications designed for mid-market and Fortune 1000 enterprises. DataPipe.com.
You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Philip Hass's The Situation is the first U.S. feature film to deal with the occupation in Iraq. It combines the elements of thriller, romance, and war movie. And Connie Nielsen plays Anna Molyneux, an American journalist who is attempting to cover complicated stories like the murder of an Iraqi leader who had been her friend. The film opens tomorrow at the Lincoln Plaza and the Angelica Cinemas, and I'm very pleased to welcome Connie Nielsen and Philip Hass to my show today. Hello.
Hello. Hi. Thank you very much.
Philip, you began your filmmaking career in documentaries and then you switched over to feature films. Did you see this project as something that, in a way, combines the two?
In part, because in trying to recreate a world, Iraq, in a way that was absolutely real for an audience that was able to experience it on television, I needed to do something that wouldn't be operatic. And my earlier work, a film like Angels and Insects, you know, Victorian, slightly over-the-top melodrama, you know, used other I was using other techniques. So certainly getting the camera off the tripod, off cranes, and making it feel real, it sort of nearly not tricking an audience into thinking they were seeing a documentary, but kind of stripping away the artifice of film. So it was exciting to go back. And one of the things about making documentary films is I did it for 10 years and I began
mostly about arts.
Yeah, I did films with artists, David Hockney. I went also did films with Aboriginal artists in Australia. Anyway, I felt a little bit imprisoned by not having a story. So with The Situation, I had both a story and reality.
And in this case, the story comes from Wendell Stevenson, a journalist who wrote the screenplay, and she was sending in dispatches telling these kinds of things to Slate. Is that where you discovered her?
Yeah, she had been writing stuff for Slate, also for Granta, the English literary magazine. And she wrote a marvelous piece called Osama, in which she followed around a young jihadi in Baghdad who was trying to blow up American installations. And it was a very objective piece in that she wasn't, you know, criticizing him. She was just sort of presenting it. At the same time, Osama's brother was working for the Americans. Which I discovered was quite common in Iraqi families. Families would be split, pro-American, anti-American, militant Islamic, pro-Western. The piece moved me. I discovered that Wendell or Wendy had written fiction based on her experience living in Georgia in the former Soviet Union. And so I thought she'd be a great person to write a script.
And one of the stories she wrote for Slate was about two Iraqi cousins who were stopped at a U.S. checkpoint around curfew time. And then they wound up in the Tigris River. So she obviously was drawing upon things that she had covered and her own experiences.
Yeah, that's right. She definitely covered that story as well. And I think that's why it's so wonderful to see this movie, because a lot of the things, you know, people ask us, but how much of this is real? Well, it's real in the sense that these things occur, and they have occurred. It's just fiction in the sense that the way in which they have occurred and the way that the happenings occurred and the timing of them is different, you know, and also even the effects of it are different.
How do you prepare for a role like this? Obviously, you couldn't go to Iraq.
No, and you know what? That was one of the things that really bothered me. I would have really liked to go to Iraq in this particular case and been there to just feel in my gut the feeling of you can die any moment, you know. Instead, I relied on a lot of testimony from David Ender's excellent book, Baghdad Bulletin, which is a story about how he and a friend of his opened up the first English-language newspaper in Baghdad just after the occupation. I also talked to Mr. Glamps from Pacifica Radio. I talked to Louise Rogue from Los Angeles Times, who was an embedded journalist. Then I also talked to like big CNN journalists like Christiana Amanpour, but I also talked to freelancers. I talked to a lot of different people. I wanted to have as wide an experience as possible. And what I got from them all was very simply that you are living with your nerves on edge the whole time. The whole time you are like just about you're expecting the worst at all times. And I wanted to convey that and give her a kind of nervous energy and at the same time an emotional energy, because I wanted to show how hard it is for a journalist to be in an extreme situation like that and be required to have an absolutely objective viewpoint as possible and yet be so emotional.
But American soldiers will tell you the same thing. They've had that experience where you're never sure whether when you turn the corner you're going to be dead as a result.
That's right.
You can never let your guard down.
I think what's interesting about Wendy's experience and somewhat unique is that while most of the Western journalists were embedded with U.S. troops, she wasn't. She actually has an Iraqi fiancé who's a distinguished photojournalist. So I've teased her and said that, you know, she was in, while everybody else was embedded with the U.S. troops, she was in bed with an Iraqi. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a large part of the film is in Arabic, I think 30%, something like that. And I think the revelation for audiences is to see the Iraqis. You know, I wanted this film to be almost the flip side of a Vietnam film like, say, Apocalypse Now, which is, of course, a wonderful, marvelous movie. But in a film like that, the Vietnamese, the natives, as it were, are nearly faceless. And in our film, of course, the part that Connie plays, Anna Molyneux, is the central character. But the soldiers tend to be less distinguished as identified as as opposed to the Iraqis.
You've also said that it was important for this film to come out while we were still in Iraq. You didn't want this to be a historical film, like so many other films about situations like this.
Yeah,
Apocalypse Now.
I think it's interesting to use the immediate experience to comment to people who've seen the film. I mean, last night we had a screening co-sponsored by Slate, said, I'm reading the newspaper in a different way now. Because, you know, by giving the Iraqis in particular an identity as opposed to a body count.
Now, kind of,
that was actually the reason why I wanted to do this. I was so fed up with seeing on the news and listening to the news every day about all these deaths and all of this incomprehensible terror and not understanding who are these people, what are they like. You know, what is this culture? I had no cultural background to place all this grief in, you know. And when I read the script, I had almost a sense of relief. And I really hope that people go to see this. I feel that there will be a certain relief when they then listen to the news next time, because you will have a real sense of the real people that are there. You won't feel worse about it. You will actually feel a sense of relief that these are real human beings, not just, you know, masks of grief.
My guests are Connie Nielsen, star of The Situation, directed by Philip Haas, opening tomorrow at the Lincoln Plaza and the Angelica Cinemas. And it was important to not take sides in this. So you try to show that everybody, that both sides have good people and bad people, and even the bad people have good sides and the good people have bad sides.
Yeah, and it's been interesting as we've shown the film, at both as a work in progress and at film festivals, I'm getting people who are Republican, who voted for Bush, saying that they're finding the film to be a revelation, because it's not taking sides. It's saying it's trying to explain or paint or give an impression, at least, of why the level of violence is at its current place.
Now, Connie, as Philip said, 30% of the film is in Arabic. You speak Danish, English, French, German, Italian, and Swedish, I understand. Not Arabic?
You know what? I really took the chance to try to get as many Arab words out of my coworkers and my assistant and driver. And I hugely enjoy learning other people's language, yes.
Isn't it weird to appear in films in so many different languages? I think you made your first film in French, then you did some Italian films, recently you made a film in Danish, went back to your homeland and made a film in Danish. Most of your work has been in English, but do you just have to keep on switching from one to the other?
I really enjoy languages. I love cultures, and I love travel, and I love... You know what I really enjoy? I really enjoy just seeing all the diversity there is in this world, and at the same time realizing just how similar we all are, you know, and that is really, I guess, what I'm trying to do here, you know.
Well, this was shot in Morocco, wasn't it? Were the Moroccans happy about you shooting a film about Iraq and their in Morocco? I'm sure you had to use a lot of stuff from the Moroccan army, like all of the military materiel.
Yes, the tanks, the Humvees, the helicopters, the soldiers themselves who were participating in the battle came either from the Moroccan army or were Moroccan soldiers. There is a film industry in Morocco, which is why Americans and Europeans go there to shoot. I think they were excited to participate in a film that that they viewed as objective as well.
Well, and the actors were, you know, just absolutely delirious to actually have real characters, not just, you know, the one-sided, you know, crazy terrorists that they've been, you know, asked to play. You know, speaking to them, they were, you could just tell, like, a fatigue of being, like, in terms of actors, always playing that one guy, you know.
We had interesting actors, you know. The sheikh, the corrupt sheikh of the mayor of Samarra, is Saeed Amadis, is an Algerian-born French actor. The Iraqi photographer that Connie's character falls in love with is an Egyptian guy who grew up in West Germany, lives in London. There were Moroccan actors. I got people off the street. You know, when I met the governor of Rabat to get permission to shoot in Rabat, he asked who was in the film, and I explained Connie and Damian Lewis, and then said these actors from all over the Arab world, and I told him it was a coalition of the willing of the actors.
And it was made entirely outside the studio system.
Yes.
Could you have done this within the studio system?
Connie, you probably should answer.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. There's just too many feelings, I think, in our whole business, that anything that is, you know, financed by corporate means has to stay in the middle of the road. And this is in the middle of the road, but the subject matter in and of itself is so, you know, it's almost, you know, fluorescent, you know, in terms of political content, you know. And anything that's corporate money would just not touch this.
So you go back and forth. I mean, you make movies like Gladiator, which allow you then to make films like this?
Yeah, I think that's correct. That would be correct. I think that I go wherever there is something that interests me, and I don't really care whether it's in the inside or the outside of the studio. I'm not somebody who's like, you know, trying to become one kind of movie actor versus another. I enjoy all movies, even the bad ones. So,
working on the bad ones?
No, not working on the bad ones, but I really enjoy looking at bad movies sometimes, yeah.
Your next one is called Battle in Seattle.
Yes.
That going to be a good one or a bad one?
Oh, I think it's going to be a good one. It's very interesting. It's about the first sort of clash between you know, the one side of America versus the World Trade Organization, and it's an attempt to show just you know, what are these values in America about, you know, democracy and the right to protest, and how these are actually not that freely available, and that people are not that happy about the right to the fact that people have the right to protest.
We haven't seen those kinds of films or this kind of film in quite a while. The 70s, which many people consider to be one of the golden ages of American cinema, we saw a lot. Do you think that things are turning around again, Philip?
Well, there is certainly a healthy number of independent movies. They're not a whole lot of political movies. And, you know, for me, it was exciting to actually to do a film like this, to do a film that we could have a conversation such as this one and not just talk about, you know, filmmaking per se or, you know, acting, but that one could talk about something that had a content.
So. I feel that you're right. I think that it is turning around. I feel that we've spent the last 10 or 15 years where people have been incredibly prudent. There's been like a sort of like fear of moving the waters, and it's been reflected in every part of our press and our movies and so on, and there has just been a real resistance to talk about anything else but some socialite, what she wore and what she did at the party. I mean, which after a certain point, you know, you will have to have a society ask itself just how far into that kind of ridiculousness can you go? And I think that that's what's happening now. I think people are going, well, you shouldn't go that far, really, should you now? And you know,
well, the last one was after an unpopular war. Perhaps,
yes.
perhaps movie makers have to look forward to unpopular wars
to get them out of their doldrums.
Yeah.
Do you have another film in the works, Philip?
No, I was sort of so energized by doing this film. I suppose I could do it, the Axis of Evil trilogy. You know, do Iran and North Korea next. but I'm you know preparing a few things.
Philip Haas is the director of The Situation, written by Wendy Stevenson, an Anglo-American journalist, and Connie Nielsen plays a version of her, Anna Melano. In The Situation, which opens tomorrow at the Lincoln Plaza and the Angelica Cinemas. Thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Leonard Lopate Show from WNYC, New York Public Radio. You can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. And thanks.